Welcome to Focus on the Community on WAMW Radio. I'm Andy Morrison, and each week we focus on a topic that is important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington, and I'm happy to have in the studio a couple of ladies, and we'll start here to my right. First, a quick introduction.
Good morning. My name is Megan Smith, and I am a case manager with the program of Hope's Voice in Davies County.
Very good. And then I'll turn to my left here. First, a quick introduction from you.
Yes. Good morning. My name is Miriam Sonderberg, and I'm also with Hope's Voice, Davies County Coordinator. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, thank you very much, ladies, for being in today. We certainly appreciate it. Well, we've got a lot to talk about, and we'll just start here right at the top. You ladies are involved with a group called Hope's Voice of Knox and Davies County. And let's just start right at the top. What is Hope's Voice of Davies County?
Well, it is a volunteer-based victim assistance program that provides services to victims and their families affected by domestic, intimate partner, and sexual assault violence in Knox and Davies.
Okay. All right. And I've noticed that as we get into the end of September, of course, October gets underway next week. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And that's kind of why we had you guys in this weekend to talk a little bit about what we can do. And you guys have many things planned, looks like, for the month of October. Mm-hmm. And let's talk a little bit about what's going on both in Knox and Davies counties. You've got a whole lot of things going on in either place. So let's just start at the top here. What is Hope's Voice doing to promote National Domestic Violence Awareness Month?
Absolutely. Our main goal is, as you mentioned, to just bring awareness to this often deadly crime in our community. In Knox County, they're going to have a river walk on October the 4th, and that's where they're going to just kind of kick off the month of domestic violence awareness. And then here in Davies County, on October the 5th at 10 a.m., we're going to have Mayor Joe Wellman at the courthouse in Judge Smith's court to read a proclamation designating Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We're also going to be at the football game on October the 12th, and we're gonna have the community wearing some kind of purple just to kind of bring awareness, because purple is the color that we use for domestic violence awareness. In addition to that, we have two local businesses that are going to display a table, and that is, it's called An Empty Place at the Table, and that's to visually send a message of how domestic violence can leave a permanent void at that table. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be Yolanda's Bistro and Reed's Deli. So we're really excited to partner with them
To start the conversation.
Yes. We're going to have information that people can take away from that if they want to talk with us a little bit more about that.
Okay. And I've noticed that there's also a national campaign. It's called Purple Thursday. Tell me about Purple Thursday.
That as well. This is done nationally. And of course, we go to the streets and agencies and take pictures of our community standing up against domestic violence. And so purple, again, signifies the color, of our victims and survivors. So it's just one day for everyone to say, we're here. And we're standing against domestic violence.
Very good. Now, how did you come to be involved with Hope's Voice?
I've been with Hope's Voice for almost 2 years. I started as an advocate, but quickly we have found out that the Davies community, we have the need, and there was not really anyone, covering all the services, although Crisis Connection was they were gracious enough to cover the area, but they have their own counties to cover as well. So I was hired to come to Davies County, and so to kick off the program. And so far we're doing great, but the job is endless.
Yes, it's unfortunate that we have to have groups like this, but it's good that we do.
Yes, yes. It is important for me to let the community know that we are here and that you're not alone if you are going through this. We're here to help you.
Very good. Megan, the same question. How did you get involved?
Absolutely. I came to know of Hope's Voice through my former employer, where I would often encounter victims and families that were going through domestic violence situations. So just kind of that's what, you know, introduced me to the program, and, you know, kind of learning about it, it felt like it was going to be a passion of mine just to help others.
Very good. Very good. Well, Purple Thursday, let's rewind here for just a moment. Purple Thursday is coming up on the 25th of October. And what can I or an average person do to kind of help raise awareness, not only on that day, but especially on that day on Purple Thursday?
It was the 19th.
Oh, the 19th.
Yes.
Okay, I've got the wrong date written down. October the 19th.
Well, we want everyone to know that we will be coming around, mm-hmm. and we will ask the question, why is it important to you to stand against domestic violence? And you can write it down. There's no right or wrong answer to that. And we'll take your picture, and the community will know that you stand with every victim and survivor across the nation.
Very good, very good. Again, that's coming up on the 19th. I had written the
that's right.
The wrong
that's
day,
right.
Dan.
So if you see Hope's Voice coming with cameras, please don't run away. Have your best smile. And we actually will be able to upload those pictures into Facebook, so everybody will be able to see
very good.
The community.
Very good. We're talking with members of Hope's Voice today about domestic violence and what you can do to raise awareness and to basically fight against it. I found some statistics on your Facebook page that were kind of scary that I really wanted to share, and we can kind of unpack that and talk about a little bit. According to statistics, 1 in 4 women will be the victim of domestic violence at some point in her lifetime. And on average, and this was kind of the scary statistic here, 3 women are killed every day at the hands of a current or former intimate partner. That's a lot of people affected by this.
It's a lot of people.
Yes. And let's remember that this can happen to anyone, mm-hmm. any race, age, sexual orientation, religion, gender. Obviously, we often talk about women because it happened to women mostly, but men also.
Right. The next statistic here was 1 in 7 men mm-hmm. experience domestic
Absolutely.
Violence. So people don't really think about that.
No, they don't. However, men tend to not disclose. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Sometimes because they're embarrassed. You know, for others to find out that this is happening to them, but as it happens all the time. So we also offer services, and our doors are open as well for men to
Very
take
good.
Our services.
Very good. Yeah, as I said, I was looking through those, and that's that's just a lot of people that are affected by this one way
yes.
or another. And that kind of leads me into my next question. I ran into a term called ripple effect. Explain to me what a ripple effect is as far as the as domestic violence is concerned. It doesn't only affect maybe the two people that are involved in the actual violent acts or whatever it might be, but it ripples out through.
Absolutely. Obviously, the primary victim would be either men or women, mm-hmm. but also in having children, they're secondary victims to this act. And then it goes into whoever else, and family wise, and to in society. Mm-hmm. You know, it affects how they, you know, in trying to leave home, being scared because of family's rejection or not knowing that this is going on in their home. You know, being scared of not being believed.
Right.
You know, that this is happening. So yes, it affects every aspect of their life. You know, it is unfortunate, but as a society, we are sometimes turning our back. Well, that's not my problem, but we have to be involved. We have to know where our resources are to let people know, I believe you. I believe you, and here's what you can do to find the resources that you need to be able to get out of a violent situation.
Well, that brings up my next question. You led me into it perfectly. If someone witnesses or knows about a domestic violence situation, what should they do? A lot of people, and they would say, well, that's none of my business. I shouldn't get involved. That's between these two people or whomever it might be. That's not always the right answer.
No, it's not. But again, you have to say, I believe you. Mm-hmm. It is not your fault, and you don't deserve this. So let's find help.
But if I see something, even if it's on the street or in a parked car, whatever it might be, what should I do something then? Do you confront the people? Do you call someone? Do you call the police? I mean, what do you do in a situation like that?
I would say that if you see the escalation of violence, mm-hmm. you definitely will have to call 911.
Okay.
Don't just be a bystander. Mm-hmm. Okay. Definitely, you know, what is the right or wrong thing to do at that time? You just have to decide for yourself at that particular time. But don't just turn your back.
Right.
You know.
So do something, even.
Do something. Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that victims are in constant fear. Mm-hmm. And there's things that she will say or do that might signal that go away, you know. Don't even come near, because she knows that once she gets home, it's going to be even worse for her.
Right, right.
So you have to pay attention but you have to do something.
Okay, that's good. Maybe that should be your hashtag, do something.
Yeah, do something.
Stand up and do something.
All right. And if someone on the flip side is involved, you know, is in the middle of this violent situation, what should they do? How can they get out of this situation?
Call us. We have a 24-hour hotline that is staffed by volunteers that someone can call if they need to speak with an advocate, or if they need to set up an appointment to come and meet with us. And that number is 812-899-HOPE.
899-HOPE.
That's right. Okay. Or you can call our office here in Davies County. It's 642-4426. So we are here in Davies County. We do have an office here. We're over at the Harvest Community Fellowship Center. Or just stop on by, you know, to have that conversation.
And I think it would come back to Miriam, what you said, with a lot of people, especially if you're involved in this situation, won't take that first step because there may be consequences for taking that first step. They always say that, you know, the first step of a journey is the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to someone that's in that situation that, you know,
I would say you need to give the information one way or another. If you know of someone that is going through this hard times, find the information, pass it on to them. It has to be their choice, because they're the only ones that know their situation home. So that is their choice. And remember, there is domestic violence about power and control. You know, so they have to have the choice to say, I'm going to take the first step.
Enough's enough.
Enough is enough, you know. But they have the reasons, and the reasons are valid. Just remember, just because they are saying, I can't do it right now, they know why. But as long as they have the information, that's the first step.
So information is power.
Information is power. Absolutely.
Well, we're talking with some members of the Hope's Voice of Davies and Knox Counties. And let's talk a little bit about donations and volunteers. If someone's hearing this and, you know, they're moved one way or another, I know you guys are funded through some of the public agencies and whatnot, but can I donate? Can I volunteer? I'm sure you're always looking for volunteers.
Yes, we are always looking for volunteers. Like we said, our crisis lines are run by volunteers. And so Hope's Voice does training. You know, when you accept to be a volunteer for Hope's Voice. You go through a whole classroom training, background check. Obviously, our information is extremely confidential. So when a survivor, a victim, come to us, you know, we have to let them know with certainty that everything they say to us is right. confidential. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, you can call the number that we provided, 812-899-HOPE-4673, as well as
812-642-4426.
And just say, hey, I would like to talk to someone about volunteering, and somebody will get in touch with you. Also, you know, we do a lot of events through the community. You know, people can also help set in a booth, going to events, you know, talking about our program. So you are welcome to call us, please. We're really in need of that.
And you had mentioned donations. Mm-hmm. You know, we have had some donations from the community, as far as like baskets of hope that has laundry soap and dish towels and things like that for when typically a woman is trying to leave her abuser. She often has nothing.
Right.
So just trying to give her a hand up to help her, you know, move forward in that situation.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. That's a great mm-hmm. idea. I learned a little bit, again, I was on your Facebook page earlier this morning, just kind of getting ready to talk about what was going on. And I learned a couple of, especially one that I never even thought about, called digital abuse. What is digital abuse?
Well, you know that our cell phones are powerful weapon in this era. we have to be aware of cell phones, especially when you're in a domestic violence situation. Stalking becomes a great factor in this. There's so many apps anymore that you can absolutely, you know, control every movement of what a person is doing, especially of your victim. Emails, I don't know all the terminology when it comes to the IT world, you know, mm-hmm. but in cell phones, we have to be very careful about setting our GPS location.
Right.
That's a great way of an abuser to get, you know,
control. To know right where you are and
you know
you're
where
there.
You are, what you do when they have a sequence of events, they exactly know what you're doing. So you have to be very careful for when you're doing, when you're using your cell phone.
Yeah, that's a good device. Like I said, I had never even really thought of that aspect. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that the younger the people are that are involved in this, of course, if you grow up with a smartphone in your hand, that's mm-hmm. just where you automatically go to do things. I would imagine that the younger you are, if you're involved in this, probably the harder that is to control, basically. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And not only cell phones, you know, nowadays you can find many devices that you can add to your car. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't even have to use the cell phone. They can hear exactly what you're saying by planting this tiny small device in your car, and you'll never know it's there, you know. So, yes, we have to be very vigilant about all of this technology it is in our favor, but yet sometimes it'd be very dangerous.
It can be used in many different ways.
In many different ways, yes.
Good. Okay. Well, ladies, we are just about out of time, believe it or not. I told you once we got started, it would just about be ready to go here. And you've got some more information there.
Yes. I just want to let the community know that the services that we provide in Davis County as well as Knox are victims advocacy services, crisis line, access to regional shelters, safe house network, emergency transportation. We also do safety planning, needs assessment, protective orders, information and referrals. In Knox County, we offer counseling. Hopefully by the end of this year, we'll be able to do that in Davis as well. We do emergency room advocacy, prevention services, public education, and we also do the criminal justice advocacy.
That's very vast. There's a lot of facets there.
Yes. We offer that and more.
And then all of that unlocks with one phone call.
Yes.
And let's hit those numbers again. I don't think we can hit those enough.
Our crisis line is 812-899-HOPE, and that's our 24-hour, 7 days a week hotline. Feel free to call that anytime, any day. Or our local office number here is 812-642-4426.
Okay. And then you've also got some social media. I know I was on your Facebook page earlier today. Is that the best way to get to stay up to date on information?
We have obviously Facebook, Twitter, at hopesvoice_CFS.
Okay.
And we also have,
I believe we have
Instagram account as well.
Okay. I don't run that account, which is why I don't know much about it, but
it will also be almost the same, hopesvoice_CFS.
Okay. All right. Megan, any final words here before we let you go about your day?
Well, just real quick, to let the community know in general that domestic violence isn't just about the physical side of it. It's not just about the bruises, the cuts, the broken bones, any of that. It can be several different things. It can be emotional abuse. Mm-hmm. It can be financial abuse. So it covers a wide array, but like Miriam said, it is about power and control. You know, controlling your victim to do what you want them to do,
right,
or what an abuser would want them to do. So that's why it can affect anybody, and everybody.
Miriam, any final words?
You're not alone. Mm-hmm. We believe you. We are here for you.
Very good. I think that pretty much sums it up. Ladies, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. Focus on the Community is sponsored this morning by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. over on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 and 101.3 FM, and at 1580 a.m. You can also listen to or download a copy of today's programs and past shows by visiting WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Andy Morrison, inviting you to tune in every weekend to WAMW as we focus on the community.